Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 462 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question from Sean, but before we get to Sean's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, an amazing company that's making it super easy for me and over 3 million other small businesses to keep track of our finances, because, you know, it can get very difficult, especially the more money you make, the more headache it becomes to kind of keep track of everything. And plus, you're spending money, you're earning money, you might be doing some consulting and coaching and have to, offer out invoices and things like that. Well, FreshBooks handles all that for you, and it just completely wipes out those headaches that can come with trying to organize everything. The way I started when I first got into this space was with Excel, and that was kind of handy because I could create formulas and stuff, but it didn't really do me any good. When I finally got hooked up with FreshBooks, life was so much better. It'll be better for you too. So go ahead and check it out. You can check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Sean.
Hey, Pat. This is Sean Eaton from flightcrit.com. Hey, I have a question for you about lead pages, and since I know you're an advisor for them, I couldn't think of a better person to contact. I've recently started using lead pages connected to my AWeber account to collect email addresses and, you know, build my email list using lead magnets that I offer after video broadcasts that I put on my website. You can check that out at flightgrid.com. But after my second week of using this strategy, I ran into a problem, and that is many of the people that watch my episodes and want to download my weekly unique study guide associated with the broadcast are being rejected from being able to download the study guide because they are already in my email list. So my question is, how do I get around this? How do I fix this? I've been on the Lead Pages website and I have not been able to figure out a solution just yet. So I'm hoping that you can fill me in and let me know how I can correct this problem, because it's really kind of bogging me down having to go back and resend individual emails out to the people with the file, with the PDF file. I'd love it if they can just click on that lead magnet and then just kind of be bypassed through the email opt-in if they're already in my email list, and then be able to download the study guide. So anyways, I hope you answered the question. Thanks so much for all you do, and I continue to listen every single week. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Sean, thank you so much for this question. I am indeed an advisor for Lead Pages, and I love Lead Pages. And if you use, I'm just going to answer this straight up, and then I'll get into some more advanced strategies or other workarounds in case this doesn't work out, or other people who don't have lead pages are wondering the same thing. Because I know some people don't have lead pages, maybe they can't afford it yet, or they just don't know about it. Well, there are workarounds too. But to quickly answer your question, lead pages has a built-in solution for this. So if the way you are delivering your lead magnets, your opt-in bribes, your PDF files, your free downloads, whatever those things are, if you have lead pages has a built-in system for what they call digital asset delivery. This is actually their number two favorite, most voted on feature that people love about lead pages. So it might, based off of what you said, seem like you're not actually using this. So what this does is if you go into any of the lead boxes that you created or any of the lead pages that you created, if you open up the form, there's a setting there. It says on or off. Do you want to send an email after someone opts in on this lead box or lead page? And what happens if you click on is you can then select a lead magnet that you've already uploaded to lead pages. So you actually upload your lead magnet first to lead pages, then it becomes a selection in this drop-down menu. You can have it be sent to people after they subscribe. And the cool thing about this is lead pages will know if they are subscribed to your list already. And if they are, they bypass the whole click here to get this, or they bypass the whole, well, sorry, you're already on this list. They don't get that. They will just get that email that has the download link for that lead magnet that you've uploaded to lead pages. So lead pages will deliver that for you, which is really cool. And of course, if they're not on the list, they'll get signed up to your list, get that download email, and then all the separate emails that are involved, the double opt-in and the follow-up emails and all that sort of stuff. So that's one way to go about it. Now, if you're using AWeber, one thing to make sure is that there is also, and this is kind of the workaround for people who don't have lead pages, but if even if you do have lead pages, this is good to know. In each form setting in AWeber, there's a setting for a custom page you can drive people to if they are already subscribed. So the default is when people are already subscribed to AWeber, they go to a page that is hosted on AWeber that says, oops, you can't go any further because you are already subscribed. And this is what people are probably already getting from you, Sean. Well, you can actually have this set up to go to a specific page that you've already created on your website. It could be a lead page that you set up, and then you can just grab that URL from lead pages and put it in there. Or it's a page that you set up manually on your WordPress site. Whatever the case may be, you can just have that set up so that it's at least keeping people on your website. And since it's specific to that form, you can have it so that when people are already subscribed to that list that that form drives into, you can just include that lead magnet on that page. So sorry, you're already subscribed, but here's that download link for you anyway. So that's another strategy you can use. Now, the advanced strategy, and this is something I'm getting more into recently, this is the personalization of your website. And this is much more advanced, much more expensive, but perhaps good to know just in case. You can have it set up using tools like Optimizely so that if somebody is already on your list or if somebody has taken some sort of action in the past that they've keeping track of, Optimizely keeps track of this, they will know not to serve an opt-in form, but rather share the download link right there on that page already for them. So it just becomes much easier for them and more personalized because they're already on your list. Why do they have to subscribe again? That's optimizely.com. And it's, again, like I said, a much more advanced strategy. Now, here's another thing you can do. And this is, you can do this already. Anybody can do this if they're delivering unique lead magnets for different pieces of content on their website as they come out. When that new lead magnet is created, and you're going to use that to get more subscribers to your list, why not just send that lead magnet that you just created to everybody who's on your list already? A, they're going to feel like it's a great gift because it's brand new. It's something that you've created for them anyway, but they're already on your list, so you don't have to have them actually resubscribe. Why do that? Send it to them directly. Two, they're getting it right away as soon as it comes out, so they're going to feel special. And number three, you're not forcing them to go in through any loopholes and workarounds. They're getting it right there. You're providing a lot more value. You're building even more authority through these surprise gifts, which are essentially just lead magnets you're creating for new people down the road, but you send them directly. And it keeps people on your list longer. It keeps them engaged. It keeps them looking forward to the next time you come out with something like that. So hopefully that tip helps you too, Sean. So Sean, thank you so much for the question. Hope this helps you out and everybody else out there listening. Thank you so much. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, Sean, for having your question featured here on the show. So you'll hear from Jessica, my assistant, in the next couple weeks to collect your information so we can send it over to you free of charge. Everybody whose question gets featured here on the show gets an Ask Pat t-shirt. And if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You can just record right on that page. Doesn't matter what you sound like. As long as we can hear your voice, use whatever mic you have. It's my job to sound good, your job to ask the questions, and obviously this show wouldn't exist without you. So thank you so much. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for making it incredibly easy and stress-free for us to just keep track of our finances. Plus, come tax season, and we are really almost at the end of the year here. What is it? October 28th, the date that this episode comes out. I mean, there's only 2 months left until the end of the year, and then it's time to figure out taxes and all that stuff. And if you have something like FreshBooks in your corner, it's going to make it so much easier to just push a couple buttons to print out the forms you need to get all the data, the statements, the balance loss, profit loss, the balance statements, all that stuff. It's all built in and easy to access if you've organized your finances in FreshBooks. So go ahead and check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much. I appreciate you listening in today. And as always, I'd like to end with a quote. Today's quote is from Rand Bishkin from SEO Moz. He says, "Don't build links, build relationships." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.